This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us. Don't forget you can also reach out on various social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for the Kona Edge. We head back to Charleston, South Carolina right now to chat to returning guest, Don Oswalt. Don, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me back.
Don, let's talk about your swim. You've mentioned you've worked a lot on your bike in the build-up to Kona 2016. As far as the swim goes, would you say that you've put a ton of time and effort into improving your swim and get faster?
Yeah, for sure. When I did Chattanooga in 2014, I felt like that I did not train well enough for the swim, and so I really took time in 15 to do a lot more open water. We've got a lake that's not too far from my house, and really took time to do a lot of open water swims at least once or twice a week, and then just really tried to get some mileage in the pool. I mean, it was just all about not petering out in the swim this year, you know, at Kona, and it was just, that was my goal, was to just do a lot more open water.
And, I mean, it's something I think a lot of triathletes neglect is getting out and having to sight. And not that your technique changes lots, but it is there is a slight difference. And the more you do it, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's just time in the water, time in the pool, time in open water. It really gives you a chance to kind of focus on, you know, being fast, having good technique, and not being wore out, you know, because then all hell breaks loose and your form just goes to hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about technique. Did you do much on that? Have you done sort of any video analysis as far as coaching goes? Have you got someone on deck who sort of checks up on you and makes sure you're doing what you should be doing?
Yeah, I did have a video analysis done early in the 2015 season. And it really kind of helped me kind of focus on some areas that I was having trouble with, you know, like sinking legs or splitting my legs when I'm swimming and kicking. But I have not got, it's a swim smooth coach here locally, and I really should go back and kind of get kind of analysis for where I am, where I was and where I am now. But, you know, swimming is not my strongest suit by far, and that's probably what I'm going to kind of focus on this off season. Is kind of working on a little bit more of, you know, technique and try to kind of fix a few things that I still could use a little work on.
Looking at your triathlon career up to date, I mean, is there one or two things that you think you've done that's helped improve your swim dramatically over that time?
Definitely, swimming in groups, I guess, swimming, taking classes, you know, definitely hiring a coach if that's what a person needs. Those things definitely help because, you know, not having a swimming background when you're trying to come into the sport and not having that background, it really puts you at a deficit. And so, any kind of aids, any kind of online information or hiring a coach that will really take you through what's going to make you the best swimmer for your body type and for how you get through the water, that would be the hugest thing that I could recommend.
And as far as workouts go, what do you personally love doing in the water? What's your favorite workout to do?
I would say the open water, just being able to be out there and not have to follow a line and not have to worry about flip turns and all that, just swimming. And I think that really has given me a chance to enjoy the water, not to have to dread the workout, to be able to, you know, take that 600 loop that I've got at a local lake here and just kind of use that as a, you know, it's almost therapeutic in one sense of just being out there, not having to worry about, you know, what my splits are, of just really kind of just taking it all in and doing some workouts while I'm in the open water. It's just really been, it's been great. And we, you know, I had four or five guys show up with me almost every week. So it was kind of fun. It was, it, we made it a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work too.
Brilliant. Well, Don, thanks so much for joining us on this episode of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.